Oh, God. Oh, what's up with my head? Oh, I feel so dizzy. Wait, where am I? Who the hell are you? Where the fuck are my clothes? Wait, what the hell is this place? Do you think if I knew what was going on, I would look this fucking freaked out right now? Last I remember, I was going to bed last night, and I just woke up here. Do you remember anything about how you got here? Same for you, huh? I think we've been kidnapped. Ugh. I'm sorry. I know you're probably just as confused as me. What even is this room? No windows or doors, except for what looks like a bathroom over there and... Wait. Is that a fucking camera up there?
Asset reproduction pair number 83 are active. Hello. Good to see the anesthetics wore off properly.
Where's that voice coming from? Who the fuck are you? And where the fuck are we, and why did you fucking kidnap us?
All are legitimate questions, and I will answer them, as I am to explain the situation to the two of you. You two have been selected for the selective breeding program.
The fucking what?
The selective breeding program. In short, the two of you will have sexual intercourse with the intention of you conceiving a child.
The fuck we will? You sick fucks kidnapped us for something like that? Why? You seriously kidnap us from our own beds just for something fucked up like a breeding program? This has gotta be some kind of fucking joke.
It is absolutely not a joke. This entire program is fully sanctioned and fully funded by the government. If you will allow me to fully explain, I will also detail what is required in order for you two to be released back into the public.
Even if I believe that, how would that just make things better? If you're telling the truth, that means the government has really gone batshit crazy. And if you're lying, it just means you're a bunch of batshit crazy nutjobs, probably trying to breed people to a crazy new world order or some stupid shit.
On the contrary, this government-sanctioned program is being done in order to save the current order of the world, which at present is currently in jeopardy. If you will allow me to explain further, I believe it will help you come to a more sympathetic understanding of the situation.
Fucking regale me. Not like we can go anywhere.
At present, the human race is undergoing a worldwide pandemic. More specifically, an airborne virus that is critically contagious, and once it affects a host, it renders them incapable of reproducing, leaving the infected host sterile.
What are you talking about? There's no pandemic. Everything seemed perfectly fine in the world to me before you snatched me and him out of our lives.
The presence of the virus has not been made public knowledge yet, but has already spread to every corner of the world, though it is already starting to be noticed from various sources within the general public. You had seen the recent news reports of the large influx of patients to hospitals complaining of being unable to conceive children?
Yeah, so what? Some people have a hard time conceiving, so I just figured it was probably a thing that would pass.
That is the virus. With an incubation of about 5 days, there are no obvious or visible symptoms, and from an outwards appearance, the reproductive organs appear to work as normal. As the virus doesn't affect the ability to get sexually excited or for males to produce seminal fluid, however, in men, the virus targets sperm cells. In all the tests we performed with infected males, it was found that, despite the testicles still creating sperm cells, the cells would be created either dead or inactive. We don't know yet the exact details in which it affects females. All we know is that it leaves them sterile. There are those who are immune, for example, you two. But due to the nature in which the virus behaves, an immune male or female wouldn't be able to procreate with another infected partner.
Then what happens if someone who's already got pregnant gets infected with it?
The probability of being immune is astronomically low. And in all the cases we've observed, a woman who is already pregnant when becoming infected will still give birth to the infant normally, but that child would grow up to be sterile once their reproductive organs begin operating. There is currently no timeline for when a cure will be found, And even once it is, the sterility of previously infected patients wouldn't change, and the technology needed to make those who are sterile or infertile fertile again currently does not exist, and has been projected not to exist for likely several more decades at least.
I can't believe this. This is just too fucking crazy.
Hence the establishment of the selective breeding program. Without the government assistance in screening and finding individuals who are both immune and able to procreate, the probability of two immune individuals finding each other by chance and having a child together, whether by relationship or short sexual encounter, is almost statistically impossible. Without the government intervention of this program, it would be likely that the last child birth on the planet would happen within the next few years, aside from the occasional rare encounter of two immune individuals conceiving. It should be noted that every other government in the world are creating programs and operations just like this, some far less accommodating.
So why kidnap us? Why not just come up to us and tell us this?
The program is in its early stages due to the critical state of emergency. Once the situation as a whole has been made public and more protocols put in place, we will begin creating public mandatory matchmaking programs. Until then, however, the government is forcibly pairing immune couples, as it is the quickest way to ensure some amount of procreation happens in the meantime.
So what, I just have them come in me and then you toss me back into my life pregnant with a kid? I'm in college with a part-time job. Or do you old government people forget it's not the 1950s where you can just live off that and start a family? And what about him?
To the contrary, you will be provided with all the necessities to care for and raise a child. You will be provided with your own separated home, as well as all living expenses and recreational activities being covered, including the highest quality medical care, in order to ensure the long-standing health and welfare of both you and the child. The health and survival of immune individuals is absolutely paramount.
Fuck. Oh, you guys really have this all figured out, don't you? Okay, so even if I believe you and got pregnant, what about him?
What happens to the male individual is ultimately up to him or the both of you. He can choose to assist you in raising the child, in which case you will both be relocated to live together, or he can refuse, in which case he will be rematched with another partner. Though special care will be taken to ensure generations don't intermingle and cause inbreeding.
So you'll turn him into, like, a male breeder then?
If that is the description you feel the most compelled to use, then yes.
Oh, God, I need to sit down. This is just so fucking crazy. Like, what if I even don't get pregnant?
That won't be an issue. You'll notice an injection site on both of your shoulders.
Oh, yeah? What the fuck did you put in us?
An experimental but very effective fertility drug. It significantly extends your ovulation period while greatly increasing sperm activity for him. As it stands, in all testing and uses done before you, we have had 100% successful conception rates. Its only side effects are that it may cause increased arousal in both males and females, and some possible discomfort in the testicles of males from an increased sperm production. You should also note that once you've had your first child, you will be expected to continue having children.
Okay, look, just give me a moment to fucking take all this in. How many other people have you taken anyways? And if you're keeping us here, won't our friends and family notice we're gone and start asking questions?
The information regarding the first part of your question is both classified and not necessary in order for you to perform your duties. In regards to the second question, your closest family members have been informed by government representatives that, although the exact nature of your disappearances are currently classified, you are both safe and are neither in any harm or legal trouble. Now, as you have been given all the necessary information, I will take my leave, and that will be the last you hear from me until after your copulation. After which, you will both be re-sedated and undergo physical examination to confirm you have begun fertilization. After which, things would be moved to the next stage, which I previously described. Until you two do as instructed, you will be kept here. There is a bathroom facility over there, as you can see, and you will be provided 3 meals a day. There is also a remote in the drawer next to the bed for entertainment. You'll also find a single dose of Viagra, though with the drug, it's highly unlikely that will be needed.
Wait, just one more question. Are you immune?
I am not. I'm sterile. Good luck to the both of you. Please do what is right in order for our species to survive.
You don't actually think they're telling the truth, do you? What do you think we should do? She said they'd keep us here until we do it. And even whether they're lying or telling the truth, they have us backed into a corner really good. And even if we just pretended to do it, they'd know once they looked at me afterwards. The thing that gets me the most is not having a choice. Why should someone else get to decide what I do with my body or yours? Yeah, I know. If they really are telling the truth, though, then us doing it could really help save the world. Well, I mean, maybe not save the world, but definitely help it. Possibly save it. Either way, it'd still mean we'd get out of here. Plus, I've been feeling hotter and hotter since I woke up and possibly wet. You were turned on the entire time, too? Those must be some good fertility drugs or whatever they called them, making us feel turned on even while our kidnapper is detailing their plan to us. I was wondering why you kept shifting around while we were talking. Is the drug making you feel, you know, backed up? Oh, I'm sorry. Even if what they said is true, this whole situation is just totally fucked. But I guess we really don't have a choice, do we? They said they'd just keep us here until we did it. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to spend years living in this box. I'll go insane. So maybe we just do it. Just do it quick and get it over with. You come inside me and then we just hope they do what they say they will. Have you ever done it before? Okay. I've done it a few times, yeah. This is going to be so awkward. Because you know they're listening and watching every move we make. All right, yeah. Let's just try not to think about it and just focus on each other. We're both in this mess together, so we just have to work together and rely on each other to get out of it. So here, let's just start off with this and try to relax. Mm-hmm. Just like that. Just easy. You know, I don't know if it's the drugs, but I'm really fucking wet. Like, wetter than I've ever been in my life. Look, see? It's like basically dripping. And look how red and swollen it is. And it feels like there's this itch or this burning deep inside. It has to be the drugs. I've never felt this before. They've really downplayed how it would affect me. And look at you. Your cock looks like it's about to explode. I've never seen that much pre-cum before. Like, I didn't even know there could be that much pre-cum from a cock. And it's like you're giving off a musk. No, and it doesn't smell bad at all. The opposite, actually. It kind of makes, I want to get a taste of it. Just a quick taste. God, you taste so good. I mean, I've given head before, but this just tastes completely different. And it's so hard. And it's so hot. How can your cock even feel this hot? And your pre-cum tastes so good. Oh, this is all too much for me. I don't even know what's happening. I don't even feel like myself anymore. We have to do it. I've been touching myself this whole time. I've been tasting you. But it's not enough. And that fucking itch won't stop. It's like that tingling when I'm getting turned on, but 100 fucking times worse. So I'm just gonna get up onto you. Like this. All you have to do is lay there. Just come whenever you want. And I'll just try to cut it in with my hand and slowly move my hips so. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you're so hot. Oh, your cock is so fucking hot. Oh, my God. I can feel it pulsing as you're just spreading me open. It feels like you're coming just from going inside of me. Oh, fuck, okay. I need to get you all the way inside of me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, there. Oh, I got you all the way in. And it feels so much better than my hand. Doesn't it? It's like that itch is finally getting scratched a bit. Okay, I'm gonna start moving. They wanna see us. Fucking. You wanna watch us? Then they'll fucking get it. I don't even fucking care anymore. As long as I get this itching to stop, and you cream my fucking pussy and get me pregnant so we can get out of here. That's all that should matter to us, right? So I'm just going to start riding you. Like this? Fuck. Yes. I feel so fucking good. I just can't get enough. Feels good, huh? Yeah, I have to fucking slam my hips down on you like this, or it just isn't enough. I have to get you all the way in. Oh, so fucking deep. Fucking slam that thing into my cervix, because it feels so fucking good. Just my hands on your chest. I'm sorry. I'm probably gonna leave some scratches on you. Oh, I hope you don't mind. I just can't help it. I have to dig my nails into something, or I'm gonna lose my mind more than I already fucking have. Fuck. What? What? What is it? All fours? You want me on all fours? Yes. Oh, you'll be able to hit me so deep that way. Hold on. Let me just slide off. And I'll move quick. Fuck. I feel so empty without you inside of me. You better get right the fuck back in me. Just as soon as I can. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm ready. Please, please hurry. It's so bad. The gene is so bad without you inside of me. Yeah, yeah, grab my hips. Just shove it right fucking back in. Oh! Oh, yes. Yeah. Fuck, that's it. Oh, that's fucking it. Oh, the way your fingers are digging into me. Oh, you're gonna bruise my hips and I fucking love it. I don't know why, but I'm really fucking liking the idea of getting pregnant now. Like, you have to come inside of me, okay? Just jam that cock right up against my cervix and fill me fucking, oh my gosh, just cream my pussy and make me a fucking so full. I'll make a mess. Oh, fuck. I knew how much you want to do it. I saw how fucking swollen and dripping your cock was. And I can fucking feel it, too. I can feel you actually swelling up even a bit more. And your fingers are digging into me even more. Does that mean you're close? Because I've been right on the fucking edge since the moment I got on you. But we have to come together. I want my pussy to clench and suck at your cock so you'll come as hard as fucking possible. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. I can't take it. Please. Please do it. Please. You're gonna have to help me hold my hips. Because I'm about to fucking lose them. I'm about to lose it. Oh, fuck. Remember, right against my cervix. Push all the way in. It's the only way to be totally sure that you can get me pregnant. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Harder. Harder. You're right there.
it to me. I need it. I need it. Please. Please. Let's do it. Oh, come on. We can do it. Oh, fuck. You're gonna get me so pregnant I can feel it. Oh, 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 God. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck your cock. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can feel it. Ah! Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. So much. Oh, it's bloody me. Oh. Oh, oh my God. Oh, oh. No, no, no. Stay inside me. Oh, just for a second more. Yeah, just in case a bit more of your cum is coming out. I can still feel you twitching inside of me. Oh, you did it right up against my cervix like I asked. I could actually feel it. Like this tickling running warmth deep inside of me. Oh, I can even feel some dripping down my legs already. Oh, okay, you can slide out of me now. Oh, my God. Just how many spurts was that anyways? Like, oh, there's so much coming out. Oh, but I feel so much better. Oh, there's still a little tingle, but it's almost completely gone. But I'm getting pregnant. There's absolutely no way I'm not getting pregnant from this.
I concur, taking into account the amount of ejaculate we can observe even from here, and the fact that you are currently in ovulation due to the drugs and his increased sperm activity. The probability of you conceiving should be almost guaranteed. As such, we will now resedate you and move on to the next phase.
Can you at least let us shower for... You know what? Fine. As long as we get to get out of here.
On that note, have you two decided as to whether or not he will be assisting you in raising the child?
Oh, well, what do you think? It's up to you, but I'll be honest. I would like if you stayed with me. I know we don't even know each other, but after going through all this together, the idea of not having you with me kind of scares me. This all scares me, to be honest, so will you? Thank you. Well, you heard him. We're staying together. He's not going to live as a breeder dog in this box.
Understood. Loud and clear. After phase two is complete, you will both be relocated to the same residence as agreed upon. You two have done a fantastic service to both your country and the world, and you have our government's thanks. And mine as well.
You're welcome, I guess. Just knock us out and get us out of here, please.
Copulation of priority pair 83 complete. Proceeding to phase 2.
Well, see you in a bit, I guess. Thank you for going through all of this and sticking with me. Maybe this won't be so bad, as long as you're with me.